Josh
was it to sit up and watch that one the other night? Obviously, good result. Was that difficult emotionally just to not be on the ice?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you never want to miss a game, especially a playoff game. So it was tough for sure, but the boys played great, and it's a huge series win.
Were you surprised by the suspension?
You know, it's hard for me to say. I mean, you know, obviously from my standpoint, I know how it truly unfolded. I mean, it was a complete accident. I mean, people can think otherwise or whatever. I know I would never do that intentionally at any point in a game, especially situationally, 0-0 game on the PK. You know, I know I have to be in control of my body, my stick, and everything like that. And I got, you know, a little bit careless with it, but I had zero intent on you know, making a dirty play or anything like that at all. So I understand sort of, you know, the scenario and everything, and it didn't look good. Was happy that he was okay, seemingly, and was able to play the rest of the game and the next game as well. So it was tough. I mean, it's tough couple days, you know, for me especially, you know, because like I said, that's not the way that I try to play the game or carry myself or anything. And it was definitely an accident on my part. So, you know, it is what it is. And obviously, you know, it was tough sitting out that game and not being out there with the guys, but, you know, huge series win, and you know, happy to just, you know, move on.
What was that experience like, having a phone hearing? You've never done that before. Did it last very long, or was there a lot of back and forth?
You know, it goes through the protocol, obviously, through the league, and I think the league does a good job, you know, going through the protocol, like I said, and the system. So yeah, it was a different experience. You know, one that I hope I never have again. But yeah, I think the league does a great job of handling situations, and you know, it was, I guess, a different experience for me.
Is that a situation, Josh, where despite what happened, you're not going to change the way you play the game? That's not going to have an impact going forward?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I think got two cross-checking penalties in 164 games or whatever it is in the regular season, and you know, it was a complete accident. I mean, like I said, so you know, I'm happy that that he was okay. I've said that a few times, and I just keep playing my game, and you know, obviously, like I said, you have to be in control of your body and your stick and everything, and it got a little bit up higher than definitely where I was intending it to be. So you don't change your game, just like I said, try to move on now and get ready for the next series, and you know, have a good week of practice before we get going.
What's it like right now to get ready for a series that you don't know who you're playing yet, and starting back to work here today?
Yeah, I mean, for us, obviously we'll be watching games tonight and see how everything plays out. You know, you're still here coming to work hard, and you know, we had a good skate today. The pace was up high, and obviously in the next few days we'll figure out how some systematical things you know, play out. But for us, sort of preparing the way that we have, you know, for the first series and things like that, playing fast and making sure that we're you know, executing at a high tempo going into that series.
Situation, Josh, where maybe you prefer it either get wrapped up tonight and you have some certainty, or let him go to a game seven and play quadruple overtime?
I mean, you know, obviously, I look at history, and I think a lot of times, you know, it really doesn't matter. Teams come out of series after a long series, short series, whatever, new series starts, and so, you know, we're just excited to see who we get to play against, I would say.